Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Shad and I are getting an update from Tarachi Gold, traded on the CSE under the symbol TRG and on the OTCQB under the symbol TRGGF. We are chatting with the president and CEO, Cameron Teamstra. Now, Cameron, a number of news releases that we are going to get to here. The last time we had you on the show was in the middle of May. Since that time, we have three news releases outlining drilling and some drill results from different parts of this Tarachi project, the Tarachi North and Tarachi South projects. We're going to start with the June 10th news release. Now, this is drill results from the historic La Dura mine. This is the Tarachi South area of the project. Headline number here, 7.26 grams per ton gold over 12 meters. That was also including 12 grams per ton gold over 6 meters. Now, with these high grade, these are good results. There's a mixed bag of results as well, but from my understanding, you guys are still getting an understanding of what is still around this La Dura mine. Cameron, give us just an overview of the drill results that came out of the La Dura mine area, please.
Hi, thanks, Corey. Yeah, I mean, these are the results from our company's first surface drill program on the Habali concession around the La Dura mine. All of our previous drill results have been from underground drilling, actually located from within the old underground workings. So this is the first time that we actually brought a surface rig, and we decided to bring in an RC rig as well. And that's because the ground here is very, very hard, particularly the mineralized body. It's very silica rich. So with the RC rig, we figured we could get drilling done a lot more quickly and a lot more cost effectively. So yeah, like you mentioned, certainly we had a couple of great hits, including that 7.25 gram per ton over 12 meters. These were located somewhat close to the old underground workings. And some of those surface holes as well, we're testing sort of an inferred or conceptual target that was between what we thought were two mineralized trends, a couple hundred meters to the south of La Dura as well. You know, we certainly came back with some gold grades in those holes as well, just not the sort of grades that we were seeing closer to the La Dura mine. So, you know, what we're thinking now is that the higher grade mineralization that we've been seeing, both from the surface drilling as well from our previous underground drilling, does seem to be more associated with the fault, sort of a north-south striking fault found in the sort of western limits of the underground mine workings. And we'll likely be using that in the future to sort of dictate our future drilling programs as well.
Well, Cameron, just remind folks, between the Tarachi South area that you were drilling there at La Dura and your Tarachi North, you know, one is more amenable to more of a bulk tonnage type of aspect, and the other is more focused on high grade. So focusing on the south part of it, what is the ultimate goal with the company here? Would it be to move a larger deposit back into that La Dura mine at one point, or what is the thesis going to be as you continue to drill the south part of Tarachi?
Well, the good thing about this Habali concession is, even though the past workings were mostly underground, I mean, these were sort of more artisanal workings, they were still very close to surface. And so, you know, that that hit that we had of over 7 grams per ton across 12 meters, that was starting from just 9 meters downhole from surface. So there's certainly some potential here to identify some higher grade resources that are close to surface and may be amenable to open pit mining. And also keep in mind that, you know, Alamos Gold's Mulatos mine is only 5 or 6 kilometers east of this property here. And in fact, the mine road crosses the Habali concession. So certainly some potential there to, you know, look as an attractive acquisition target for a mining company that may be looking to find additional resources in the area close to their existing mine. But certainly what we're going to try to do here at Habali is continue focusing on sort of where we're finding the higher grade mineralization to try to identify some higher grade tonnage close to the surface.
Okay, Cameron, let's move over to the start of drilling that was announced June 16th at the Javier concession. This is part of the Tarachi North area. Now, I understand that this program just wrapped up. However, give us an understanding of what the overall strategy was here and the overall program, please.
Yeah, so our San Javier concession is one that we acquired because there was some historical high-grade drill results on this. We had a phase one drilling program at San Javier at the end of last year that wrapped up just before Christmas. A couple of the drill highlights there were about 5.5 grams per ton over 5.5 meters, and about 11.9 grams per ton over 2 meters, if my memory serves me correctly. And what we identified from our own drilling there was the presence of a mineralized breccia system. And the drilling that we did in phase one really only targeted the first sort of 100 meters from surface. And so what we wanted to do with this phase two program was come back with some deeper drill holes to target the deeper extents of this mineralized breccia body to see if that gold mineralization that we hit closer to surface continues or improves at depth. And so we completed 5 drill holes. We wrapped up this program just over a week ago now. All those samples have been cut and prepped and sent to the lab for assay. So we do expect to start seeing some assays in several weeks' time. But those drill holes were to target a depth of about 350 meters. So we have 4 of those deeper drill holes and 1 shallower hole that are all currently pending assay there.
Now, what's going to be some of the follow-up work after these results? Are you guys planning on maybe expanding on this program? I know it'll be very results dependent, but what will you consider a success? What will you do after?
Certainly, we would consider a success if we see similar gold grades or greater gold grades at depth compared to what we saw closer to the surface. We have identified some other mineralized breccia systems just from surface mapping on our San Javier concession and some of our other concessions further to the northeast. And then about a kilometer or two to the northwest of our, or sorry, to the southwest of San Javier, there were other similar mineralized breccia pipe systems that were mined historically sort of in the 1940s and 50s, where they were targeting gold sort of in the range of about 5 to 10 grams per ton. So very similar to what we've seen so far at San Javier. And it appears to be there's a trend from southwest to northeast of these mineralized breccia pipes. So certainly if we come back with some good drill results after this last program, we'll want to expand on that and identify sort of other mineralized breccia pipes on our concessions and expand a drill program to see if we can't identify some actual tonnage with potential to host a resource in these.
Well, Cameron, we'll be following along as those drill results and assays come out and wish your team luck as they continue to drill the Tarachi project. But let's migrate over to the Magistral project that you guys have been drilling as well. You put 37 holes in just to test the old tailings. I believe you had an old historic estimate there, but you just were bringing it up to speed. Maybe bring our investors up to speed on what the goals of Magistral are as far as that drill program and how things are progressing there.
Yeah, of course. The drill program was really the first major step as part of our preliminary economic assessment that we're doing with Ausenco Engineering for the Magistral project. So we drilled a total of 37 holes across the old historic tailings basin, where the historical resource estimate was approximately 1.3 million tons. At a grade of about 2 grams per ton gold. So very much high grade in terms of tailings resources. And the purpose of that program was to both provide the assays and the data that we need to produce an updated mineral resource estimate, a 43-101 compliant for that tailings basin, as well as to provide some bulk composite material that we can use to conduct some additional metallurgical test work. We're working with Ausenco as part of that PEA to try to identify if the existing flow sheet at the Magistral facility that we own is the flow sheet that we want to continue with and move forward with, or whether or not there are some potential areas where we could perhaps improve gold recovery or bring down operating costs. So we'll be looking at some options there. One of the technical challenges that we have at Magistral is the presence of a bit of cyanide soluble copper in the tailings material. So certainly if we can identify any ways to sort of mitigate the presence of that copper in there or remove that prior to cyanidation, that would certainly help bring down expected operating costs as well. And we're doing some other things on the Magistral site while we wait for the results of that PEA, which we do expect in September now. Those activities include working with some electrical contractors on site, just updating and upgrading and making safe all of the electrical infrastructure at the facility. We plan on having it inspected in August by the state electrical grid so that they can actually hook the plant up to the grid and we can energize the facility. That way we can start testing the pumps and the motors and the other equipment that's on site there sort of later this year, with the expectation that we can begin commissioning the plant in the first half of next year. Of course, The exact timeline of that, we'll have a better understanding of once we see the results of the PEA and whether or not Ausenco Engineering recommends, you know, any sort of modifications or additions to the facility.
Cameron, just summarize then how this is all going to progress. I understand that the company is in a way fast-tracking towards production. Still a number of moving parts here, but it's not as complicated as, well, bringing a whole new project into a mining scenario. Summarize what everyone should be focused on as the company moves forward through this year and even into next year, because that's the big move to production.
Yeah, certainly the big milestone for us this year is going to be the release of the results of the preliminary economic assessment. You know, hopefully that's going to bring some confidence to the market in terms of our ability to bring this online and operate it profitably as well. You know, one of the great things about mining a tailings resource is a lot of the expenses that go into a conventional mine, like stripping waste, drilling and blasting, crushing and grinding, you know, those costs are already sunk costs by the previous operators. So we're always excited about that. And of course, looking forward from a permitting perspective, this was a formally permitted facility. We still have the operating permit in place there, but we will have to make an application to modify that. And we're also doing some work on the tailings storage facility. So the actual tailings facility that we will be depositing our tailings in once we reprocess them. We've got to do a little bit of work there as well. And we're going to be working on that towards the back half of this year. But yeah, really the PEA is the big milestone. And we'll be able to announce a more firm timeline to production once we have that result and once we know what decisions we're going to make in terms of how we want the final plan to actually look like.
Well, Cameron, just one more question. In the past, you had mentioned some interest, and you may still be looking at this, and bringing in some other satellite pits and bringing them over to Magistral. Is that still something the company is looking into to try to find some other shallow open pit resources that could be easily trucked over?
Yeah, we're, you know, our long-term plan for Magistral is definitely to get it into operation and to generate cash flow from us. But that tailings resource that we have access to that's adjacent to the mill now, we estimate that will provide feed at 1,000 ton per day for probably just under 4 years. So we're definitely looking at some other tailings resources that are in the region that are close enough that they could be trucked over to Magistral and potentially extend out that life of mine. You know, we've been in some discussions with various vendors and owners of that property. And, you know, hopefully by the end of this year, we'll have secured access to additional material as well.
All right, Cameron, we'll wrap it up here. I will post a link below this interview where you can read over any and all of the news releases that we touched on here. We'll also follow up on the back of some more news. And if anybody has any questions, as always, you guys can email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Cameron, I appreciate the update. As I mentioned, we'll follow up on the back of some more news. I hope you have a great rest of your week and keep in touch.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Shad. Looking forward to speaking again.